I was sitting with the girl of my dreams on a bench in the Boston Public Garden watching the swan boats circle the little lagoon. Tourists fed the ducks peanuts from the boats, and the ducks followed them. "It's a nice place," Susan said, "isn't it? To sit and do nothing." "I'm not doing nothing," I said. "I'm being with you." "Of course," she said. The swan boats were propelled by young men and women who sat in the back of the boat and pedaled. The exact appeal of the swan boats had always escaped me, though I too felt it, and had, upon occasion, gone for a ride with Susan. We were quiet, and I could feel her looking at me. "What?" I said. She smiled. "I was just thinking how well I know you, and how close we are. And yet there are parts of you, parts of your life, that I know nothing about."
"Like?" I said.
"Like what you were like as a kid. It's hard to imagine you as a kid. Even though you have often suggested that I am still a kid, albeit overgrown."
"That's different," Susan said.
"Oh?" "I simply can't picture you growing up out there in East Flubadub."
"Your geography has never been good," I said.
"Where was it?" Susan said.
"West Flubadub," I said.
"I stand corrected," she said.
"What was life like in West Flubadub?"
"Where should I start, doctor? I know your mother died right before you were born by cesarean section, and I know you were raised by your father and your mother's two brothers. We had a dog, too," I said.
"I think I knew that as well," Susan said.
"Her name was Pearl, was it not? Which is why we've named our dogs Pearl?"
"German shorthairs should be named Pearl," I said.
"So what else would you like to know?"
"There must be more you can tell me than that," Susan said.
"You think?" I said.
"I think," Susan said.
"Talk about yourself."
"My favorite topic," I said.
"Anything special?"
"Tell me about what comes to your mind," she said.
"That will sort of tell us what you think is important."
"Wow," I said. "Being in love with a shrink is not easy."
"But well worth the effort," Susan said.
"Well," I said.
Susan leaned back on the bench and waited.